Okay. When we last left our heroes, we were just finishing up our discussion of Lecha Mishnah. We had a Chakira on the board. I'm not going to put it back. We remember from last time we have in our notes. Is it Zecher L'Neis? Clearly the mainstream understanding that Lecha Mishnah is Zecher L'Neis of the Man. And then we had those who held you had the Mamish mimic and repeat what our ancestors did in the Midbar in the days of the Man versus the perhaps more intuitive understanding that it was just a Zecher B'Alma, do something to symbolize the Man. But we also noted that maybe it's not Davka because the Man, even though it's Darshan from the Pesukim, the Man, who says it's remember the Man. Maybe the Man just points to some underlying theme of Shabbos. And we discussed that perhaps this is, like they quoted from the Tanchuma, Kol Midi de Shabbos Kofel. It's not remembering the Man. The Man points to something more fundamental than Shabbos. That Shabbos is fundamentally double every day of the double every day of the week. We didn't really discuss why Shabbos is dafka double every day of the week. Perhaps Shabbos has within it some inherent duality in that every day of the week is one aspect of existence, sort of Olam Hazeh and the Olam HaGashmi, etc., while Shabbos combines that with the Me'ein Olam Hava and the higher worlds, and the possibility in the Kaf HaChayim, which I think Zach questioned a little, although maybe you were sitting someplace else last year. Yes, you were sitting there last year and you questioned a little. But if we, nonetheless, bracketing that, say perhaps the Kaf HaChayim is going to just cover Shabbos, and it's not necessarily about double, it's just about having extra on Shabbos, which the Man also somehow connected to. In any case, we pointed out that
the Rambam doesn't mention any of it. He just mentioned by Onig. I just looked it up again. He just mentioned by Onig, like you should have a lot of Onig, a lot of food.
Fascinatingly, the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Man on Shabbos. The Rambam does not say anything whatsoever about the Man on Shabbos. He just says, right, within Kavod and Onig Shabbos, let's call this. He says twice you should have rather two loaves on Shabbos. I'm always reluctant to be medayik too much from silence, but Joel's pointing out for the fact that the Rambam did not mention the theme of the Man. I'm not going to build on this.
But it's right after you mentioned that you do Basar V'Dagim.
Correct. The Rambam just puts it into Onig Shabbos. Perhaps that could be a raya, that it is merely a matter of, let's cover Onig Shabbos. We're not going to get into that distinction right now. We'll call it covered Shabbos just for simplicity, not to get into that. It's just a matter of cover for Onig Shabbos. Just Shabbos is special. One should have extra food. One should make it different for the weekday. Although, again, it's an argument from silence. I don't know how much I'm going to build on it. Before I get back to where we left off, another nice nafkamina that was pointed out is that I looked through everywhere I could find. Every single one of the Rishonim and the Poskim assumes that women are chayiv in Lecha Mishnah. Good for us to know, going back home. Why are women chayiv in Lecha Mishnah? After all, it is a mitzvah saseh shezman gramas. There are two main theories in the Rishonim. There's one very, very difficult idea added on by Rabbeinu Tam to say for Yashar, which we're not going to get into. You can ayin sham if you wish. But all the Rishonim bring down two main theories. I just quoted the rhyme that's found in your handy dandy Vilna Shas, that Rabbeinu Tam said because of Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Anes. Then you get into all the Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Anes Lomdus, which is not our topic right now. And the Rishonim Sfarad really goes back to the Ramban at least. And here the Ran is, I don't remember if he quoted from the Ramban or he just said. Says, okay. The Ramban.
That's very important. The Rabbeinu Tam is extremely important because he's basically saying that the Onig Shabbos is like a mission is outside of the Din of Kavod V'Onig.
give me a second. The Rishonei Sfarad and the Beit Midrash and the Ramban, etc., represented by the Rana from the Makor Sheet. You can find the same thing in the Ramban, I think, in the same place in Shas. says no, because kol midi de Shabbos, everything has to do with Shabbos. Women are equal to men, because the idea that zachar or shomer b'dibur echad, since women are included in zachar, they're also included in shomer, they're also included in zachar. That's why a woman's chiv and kiddush Friday night is equal to a man. Each of those are their own sugya, which we're not getting into. When does achin hoy b'osanes apply? When does it not apply? And is it really true that women are equal to men for all mitzvos of Shabbos, or maybe only shomer v'zachar? Maybe only for zachar? Who says all mitzvos of Shabbos? That's not our topic now. I just want to point out that, well, I would not, you certainly cannot prove anything, but if you look at more as a zecher l'nes of the man, then I mean, it makes sense. Afin hayu, but also hanes. If you look at it more as kol midi de Shabbos kafel or kavod Shabbos, then the Ran makes sense. It's basically a din. It's not how to remember what happened 3,300 years ago. It is part of celebrating Shabbos. Everyone has to celebrate Shabbos equally, and those would correspond to the two mean sides of our Chakira.
That includes the Shalosh Sudot.
And that also includes the Ran himself. Puts Shalosh Sudot and Lecha Mishnah together. We're not getting into it. It's interesting. You can have the same Chakira by each of them. Is Shalosh Sudot also Zecher Laman? Or is that more intuitive? Kavod Shabbos, one could perhaps have differentiated, even though they're both learned from Sukkim and Man. One could have said the Lechem Mishnah is a remembrance of the Man. The Shalosh Sudot is learned from the Man, but it's just you have to eat on Shabbos. Okay, but I don't have a makor for that right now. Let me just get back to the last point I wanted to make before we get to today's makorah sheet, which was this fascinating question as to what you have to do in order to be Yotze Lecha Mishnah. I don't mean what we discussed last time, how we got started this whole thing of Rabbi Abba, who may or may not be expressing opinion about this, and Rav Kahana and Rabbi Zeira, etc., as to if I am the Botzeya, exactly how many loaves do I have to hold and how many loaves do I have to break? That was last time. What if I am not the Botzeya? What if I am the guest at the table? What do I have to do in order to be Yotze Lecha Mishnah? It's interesting. I think in many families, I saw this more when I grew up. But I saw Rav Asher Weiss has a piece about this, where he says, no, in our Hasidish Welt, everyone says their own Hamotzi at the Shabbos table. I don't know how you grew up. Was everyone Yotze with the Hamotzi of the Baal Bayis, or everyone said their own Hamotzi?
In America, I never saw it. In Israel, where we lived in the Republic, in the Israeli community, that's what they did.
They said they're on a motzi.
Everybody got two loaves.
Oh, everyone got two loaves. If everyone gets two loaves, everyone says they're on a motzi. That's the Mahajan and Mahajan. That's not interesting anymore. Then everyone's a ball of us.
No, but they did it because of
it. Interestingly. But clearly, that's not the halacha. Clearly, everyone doesn't have to have two loaves. Ain't she takazo that each guy has to have two loaves? That is a chumra pi'alma.
Wouldn't that be a machloket whether we say mitzvah bo yoter mishlucho or barovam hadras melech?
Perhaps that would depend on barovam hadras melech. Although normally we do say barovam hadras melech when it comes to brachot, interestingly. So no one's exactly sure why the minhag, at least that's, I take the minhag Asher's word for it. I mean, first of all, I would take his word above mine in most things, just because, you know, he's a gadol ador and I'm not. But certainly when it comes to Hasidic practices, he knows the ratio of his knowledge to mine is even higher. It's Shoef Le'insof. But he says, no, by us Hasidim, everyone says their own Hamotzi, and then takes a bit, they don't have their own, it takes some of the Baal Bayis. So here's the question. The question is, what is the, I know the Rebbe has a catch on that, I'm about to quote it.
Oh.
It was on the Makor sheet, Harry Kedem, yes. I know, some people need Makor sheets. What do you actually need to do if I'm the guest? I'm not the Baal Bayis. Technically, what action do I need to do in order to count as being Yotzei Lecha Mishnah with the Baal Bayis? And here we have a bunch of different approaches. Rashi said the parallel sugya in Shabbos, this main run, this whole sugya of Lecha Mishnah, here twice in Shas here in the Masechta Shabbos. I guess makes sense. It's about eating the bread on Shabbos, so it should be in brachos on Shabbos. Not that the Gemara always works that way, but here it happens too. So the Rashi there says that what do you need to do? Live tzoa birkas hamotzi. You need to say birkas hamotzi on the Lechem Mishnah. And from here, many poskim assumed, and this is not the Chassidish approach, that in order to be Yotze Lechem Mishnah, I have to be Yotze with the Balabai says Birkas HaMotzi. I have to say Birkas HaMotzi on the Lechem Mishnah. If I say Birkas HaMotzi on my own slice, that doesn't help. I have to say Birkas HaMotzi on the Lechem Mishnah. How do I say Birkas HaMotzi on the Lechem Mishnah if only the Balabai says two big chalas? So I'm Yotze with the Balabai says Birkas HaMotzi on... excuse me. On Lechem Mishnah, that's the sort of diuk from Rashi, and it could be that maybe I don't even have to eat the Lechem Mishnah. I just have to be Yotze with the Hamotzi on the Lechem Mishnah. This is what the Rav and Hari Kenan quote from the Grach based on Rashi. It's enough to be Yotze with the Hamotzi. In the opposite of the, I can have one loaf in front of me. I'm yotzi with his hamotzi, and I eat my loaf, even though I don't eat from the Lechem Mishnah. So, what is the sort of maisa? How are you yotze yidei Lechem Mishnah if you're not the Baal HaBayis? One shot, which the Rav quotes from Rav Chaim, and he assumes this is pshat of Rashi, although everyone assumes that whatever they think is pshat in. Everyone assumes that whatever they think is pshat in Rashi one pshat is the grach al pi Rashi yotze bebirkas hamotzi shenemar al lechem mishnah. As long as I'm yotze bebirkas, even though I didn't eat from the Lechem Mishnah, that's enough. That I'm yotze with the hamotzi made on the Lechem Mishnah.
Can you fix the camera?
Ah, no. This is not going as far as Kiddush. Then the Rav continues and quotes, there's an Eish of Rama Buchach who goes even further, who says, let me explain, who says that I don't even... Let me say this.
Can you fix the camera?
I meant the morning camera.
We're back to that again. Shenemar al lechem mishnah. What does he? That's what he says at first. Yotze, I'm yotze here because I nana with amotze and lechem mishnah. And then subtly, the Rav then quotes from the Eishel Avram, not the Brumigadim Eishel Avram, the other Eishel Avram or Avram Buchach, who says, I don't even have to Yotzi Birkas Hanenin. I just have to, it's mamish like Kiddush, I just have to say amen to someone making a motzi on Lechem Mishnah and have in mind to be Yotzi Lechem Mishnah even if I do not. Meaning, let me try to be clear about this. It gets very subtle and very technical, and I want to see if I can do this rather quickly. But what was the Grach Psak Al Pi Rashi? Because the Rambam didn't really tell us too much. Rashi didn't tell us too much. He just says, Botzeh means Birkas HaMotzi. What does he mean? He says, no, the Ikar is Mamish, the Birkas HaMotzi. Is that Yotze Birkas HaMotzi Shenemar Al Lechem Mishnah the Ochel Al pi brachazo. Meaning, you have to use that as your birkas hamotzi. If you take that a step further, says the Eishel Avraham, the Rav also quotes this, although it's found right there in the Eishel Avraham. He goes even further, says, you don't even have to eat with this hamotzi. It's not much like Kiddush. In Kiddush, let's say Kiddush Shabbos morning, all I have to do is hear you say Hagafen and you drink the wine. I don't have to drink the wine. I don't have to drink your wine. I don't have to drink my wine. I don't have to drink your wine. I don't have to drink my wine. I just have to hear it. So then the Rav explains that what the Eishel Avraham is kamo kiddush. Sarich. Lishmoa. Birkas Hamotzi al lechem mishnah v'yatza yedei lechem mishnah afilu lo achal klal al smach brachazo. Meaning, a mamish just yotzei lechem mishnah. I don't even have to eat with that bracha. I just have to, meaning, I can go, I can hear you say yotzei lechem mishnah, say amen, and then 5 minutes later, I'll wash and say hamotzi on a slice of bread. And that's good enough. I was yotzei lechem mishnah, but just hearing you say the lechem mishnah. The other approach, tosos and
psach. You don't need bread at all.
What?
Is yotzei?
My impression is I'm yotzei lechem mishnah if I don't eat bread at all, but I'm not yotzei suda Shabbos, so it's not going to help me. But it sounds like yourself, where I'm like, even if I don't eat at this meal at all, like, and here I'm taking a step further, but I think he's right. I'm not sure. Maybe. Even if I'm not eating, then I go home and eat a slice of bread, that's good enough. Maybe. Tosos in Psachim is clearly not that way. Tosos Agav Orchem Psachim assumes as a Dover Pasha, it's not even his point. He takes the background of Dover Pasha, you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. He takes it as a Dover Pasha that you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah, and here's where the Minchas Asher and others assume that the Iker is eating from the Lechem Mishnah, and he quotes, I think he always calls him his Rebbe, he had some relationship with the Klausenberger, the Divrei Yatziv, who says it doesn't literally mean Birkas Hamotzi. It means the Hachana Suda. You have to participate in a Suda of Lechem Mishnah. And how do you know if you're participating in the Suda of Lechem Mishnah? You're within Dalai Lama's of Lechem Mishnah? You're sitting at the same table? He says, no, you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. He says, why? Because if that fellow's Botseya for you, you are part of his Suda, and you're participating in the Suda of Lechem Mishnah. So, says the Tosos clearly says, hopefully we get this right, Tosos clearly disagrees. Says Tosos, he clearly says, no, Chayav Lechol Me'alechem Mishnah. You have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. What does it mean you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah? So says the Minchas Asher, I don't know where this is printed. I found it on his website. I didn't check if this is, which book this is in. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised as the Lechem Mishnah, the Minchas Asher and B'Shalach, but I'm not promising. You can have my copy if you want, if you don't believe me. But said the Divrei Yatziv and the Minchas Asher, and the Divrei Yatziv is that that's what Rashi meant. Rashi didn't mean Davka Birkas Hamotzi. It depends on Yotzei Birkas Hamotzi. Who cares about Birkas Hamotzi? What he meant is the Kviya Suda, or what he calls the Hachana Suda, right? Chayav lechol mi mehalecha mishnah. Right? He makes a whole thing. Says, k'zachona suda, you have to eat a suda that was mucham with lecha mishnah. How do I know that I'm going to serve that suda? If the guy's both say it for me, he's very clear. You have to eat from it. It's not enough to sit at the table. Don't be fooled. The Divrei Yatziv here is someplace wherever he's hiding. He says, you have to have a suda that is double in it. The bracha doesn't really make a difference. And therefore, if the Baal Bayis has lechem mishnah, that's good enough. But you have to be mitzurfed him. That's only if parsbik yichor lemesuba, and that's Baal Bayis botseya shalem. If he's the botseya, you're botseya, because you eat from him, then that counts. And that's really what Rashi meant. Lechol me'al lechem mishnah, and kach pirish against the egrach and the eshel avram and everyone else. He says, Rashi also, he just said hamotzi, it was a shorthand. He really just meant you have to eat from the betzia. And I'll point out one last thing, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav combines them both and says, and here's where the Ketzos Shulchan discusses which, you know, what's this combination? Is it one or the, let me get back. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav combines them both and says, but let me be very clear, they're defending the Chassidish minute. Afilu birach hamotzi be'atzmo. Even if you say your own hamotzi in the slice you get, that's good enough. As long as the slice is from Lecha Mishna, you're eating from the Suda Lecha Mishna. The Hamotzi doesn't really make a difference. You can be yotzei with his Hamotzi, say your own Hamotzi, whatever is more convenient for you. Maybe it's Rabban Hajjan to say his own Hamotzi, but they're afraid people wouldn't listen well, so the Hasidim have a minute to for each guy to say their own Hamotzi, whatever you want. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, who's, I guess, slightly different Hasidish, Masorah, he combines them both, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav is exceedingly clear that he says, you need both, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and that's basically the Mishnah Brura, as we'll read in a second. Say no, say both. The most machmir, say sorech lotzeis yidei chovas birkas hanenin. Birkas Hamotzi, Shenemar, Al Lechem Mishnah, Ve Lechol Meha Lechem Mishnah. I think that's the practice of most people that I know. That no, everyone has to hear the Balabai say Hamotzi and Lechem Mishnah, not make their own Hamotzi, and eat from that Lechem Mishnah and not have their own food. So there are, basically, the Mishnah Brura Agav, if you want to be medayik, it's always a question, how much of medayik in the Lashon Mishnah Brura? Okay, but all else being equal, we would be medayik. If you look at the, give me a second, the Mishnah Brura here, says the Mishnah Brura, he discusses this in two different places. I don't have it in front of me right now, but he discusses this in two different places. In Hilchos Pesiyas HaPas, he says, Agav, Mech Lecha Mishnah, not about Pesiyas HaPas, but he discusses Agav Shabbos, he says, you must eat from the Lecha Mishnah, absolutely. You must eat from the Lecha Mishnah against all the Eish Lavram and the Grach and others based on Rashi, and in Hilchas Reishon and Dalet Hilchas Shabbos says, and it's nachon also to be yotzei d'hamotzi with him, meaning the Mishnah Brura thinks that meaning the Ikar Din, like the Dereyatzim, like the Hasidim, you must eat from the Lechem Mishnah, that's most important, but it's nachon like the Shulchan Aruch Harav to eat and be yotzei d'hamotzi. So why are there four possibilities? Just because there are two things you could be doing. Yotzei your Hamotzi with his Hamotzi, and eat from his Lecha Mishnah. Either you need both, you need to eat from his Lecha Mishnah, but make your own Hamotzi. You need to yotze with your Hamotzi, but can eat your own bread, even if it's not Lecha Mishnah. Or you need neither. It's just like Kiddush, you just have to hear him do it. Halacha Maisa, we, again, those who follow, if you're a Mishnah Brura yet, and a Chassid, that's still fine. Because the Mishnah Brura just said, Nachon, on the part about being yotzei the hamotzi, but he made it sound like you absolutely needed to eat from them, and maybe, like the Devriyata, he denied the deal from Rashi. I just wanted to point out that, besides the fact that it's good to know the halacha l'maisa here, Agav, someone complained they didn't have a ketosa shochan at home. I don't take responsibility. But the ketosa shochan is done. What's the nature of needing both of these factors? Is it because... Is it because you really need to be yotzei hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah? Just the sorry. Is it because you need to be yotzei hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah? Just if you don't eat from the is the ikar being yotzei hamotzi on the Lecha Mishnah? Just if you don't eat from that Lecha Mishnah, then it's as if you heard and said Hamotzi on something else. The Lechor, that's Pshat. The Iker is to be Yotzi the Hamotzi on the Partsei in the Mitzi of Lecha Mishnah, or to participate in the Mitzi of Lecha Mishnah, you need to be Yotzi with that Hamotzi, so that you're also making Hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah and Ethan Lecha Mishnah, or else your Hamotzi is going to something else. Lemaisa, what do I just want to point out here? What I want to point out here is that this might tie into the Hakir from last time. We put that preliminarily on the board. To the extent that it is about Kavod Shabbos, to the extent that it's about Kavod Shabbos and Kikomidli to Shabbos Kafol, then we would think that you would need to actually eat from Lecha Mishnah, be in a suit of Lecha Mishnah, not just be Yotzei, someone who said something on Lecha Mishnah. To the extent that it's just a symbolic Zeichel Neis, then maybe we understand why the Ishmael Abraham says you don't. Watch out. this would clearly be just a symbolic Zecher L'Nes. It's hard to see how you're having Kavod Shabbos if you see someone else eat Lechem Mishnah and you don't. It's hard to see how you're reenacting the month if someone else has Lechem Mishnah and you don't. But if you're just remembering symbolically the Nes, then okay, someone else remembers the Nes and you answer for him. That is, give me a second, sorry. that is good enough. Even if you're talking about just being Yotzi with someone else's Hamotzi on the Lechem Mishnah, but you are not yourself eating it, I think also that makes more sense, probably as whole, if we're talking about a symbolic Zecher L'Nes, you're not actually eating anything, but if you're talking about, actually reenacting, or you're talking about Kvod Shabbos, again, not Kvod as opposed to Oneg, /Kfelos, again, Kfelos is always hard to tell, but then it makes more sense that you should actually have to eat from it to really be enjoying it. For Kvod Shabbos, L'chor, you have to enjoy it, you have to be eating part of the Suda, not just Yotzi Amotzi. Okay, one could question this somewhat, but I think that's the basic contours.
Would an afkamina be like if you accidentally had bread before without lechem mishnah, and now you put?
That is a question everyone talks about in Rashi, meaning what if your poor spot from the Kadesh, which is taka machlokas, when they say multi again, let's say you're in a hiki tim, so you're not saying a multi again, either your poor spot from the Kadesh, according to the shitas that you don't say another hamotzi, or you accidentally said hamotzi on non-lechem mishnah and then remembered. Should you bother to bring lechem mishnah to the table to eat lechem mishnah? Or once you've missed out on the hamotzi, it is too late. So some of them say that's an afkamina. If you take Rashi in the direction that the Eshel Avram and the Grach take Rashi, then maybe once you miss that hamotzi, it's too late. I don't know, you have to start another meal, or you're putter from lechem mishnah. You already missed your chance. But uvas lo yuchal liskon v'cheshon lo yuchal l'ingmanos. If you say no, the ikar is eating from lechem mishnah, hamotzi is locked up, the ikar is the mitzvah, so bring lechem mishnah. But say you're absolutely right. Okay, I think I'm going to call this a day.
Two questions. First of all, with respect to the Grach, I'm not so clear what you mean by what you wrote down.
You have to use his hamotzi to eat your bread. You have to use that hamotzi in Lechem Mishnah to eat your bread.
Lechem Mishnah, you mean, and you mekayim the chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah by hearing the Grachos hamotzi, and then you eat another piece of bread. You don't have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah.
But you have to eat a piece of bread using that hamotzi.
In other words, the Grach comes to
eat some bread using the hamotzi said on the Lechem Mishnah.
So basically, the hamotzi is functioning as a birchas hamitzvah in some sense. But if you consider, let's call having Lechem Mishnah as a mitzvah, the hamotzi functions as a birchas hamitzvah, and at the same time, it functions as a birchas hamitzvah.
Yes, but for you to be in styrofoam, that you need to use it as a birchas hamitzvah, and according to everybody, importantly, Brach, the post age law, you can be in styrofoam without using it as a birchas hamitzvah. Yes, to what extent is it independent?
You might be able to say by Kiddush also.
Correct.
Yes. Really close to the Eshel Abraham, he says it comes only as a...
Exactly.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
Instead of talking about symbolic Zecher L'Nes, why can't you talk about the Achiv of Kedusha Sayom or the Kedusha of Kedusha Sayom? Just like Kiddush is a Kedusha of Kedusha Sayom. Also, Lechem Mishnah is a Kedusha of Kedusha Sayom. If I'm not mistaken, in the definition of Mikra Kodesh, in the Spirit of the Torah, Rashi uses... Rashi also mentions Achiva. Ramban also mentions Achiva. I'm not sure because I don't remember that.
Okay, it's a.
Different.
It's a good question.
It's a way of avoiding the whole issue.
Right,
of
Friday.
Mess of,
right, okay. But again, I'm not sure I'm running to avoid that issue because the mainstream is clearly.
I understand. Okay. But says it. So
yeah. And no, so do a million Rishonim. Yeah. So do a million Rishonim.
Maybe I just don't feel comfortable with it.
Right, okay.
Can I tell you, Master Shahoyo? I was by Reverend, I ate lunch, my wife ate lunch by Reverend Salvation Point in Chicago on Shabbos. And I was very surprised when everybody got their own kosyan. And the kids got a kos of grape juice. And I asked him to explain to me what was going on. So he explained to me, focus the Rambam and the Ravid, about whether the kos had the din of kiddush or din of birchas hanani. They said if the Kotel has a din of Birchas Hanenim, so then Lechora everybody will our Chaim is not here. That everybody had to drink.
In other words, he's referring to the same shita by Shabbos and morning kiddush.
Whether the bracha, the bracha gets the status of the bracha's word read open, so maybe you can be hagbalan to this.
Yafeh, very nice.
I think it's within the Briyatim, I'm not sure. Let's say you come to the table after they already made a motzi. We see that the left commission was hal on the motzi.
Yeah, according to the, even if you come after they made a motzi, according to the Briyatim, that's fine. That's fine. Meaning, that happens sometimes. Someone comes late. What do you do if someone comes late to the Suda? Mm-hmm. So according to this, as long as you save them some of the, Lechem Mishnah, that's good enough. And you can find that sheet to the modern day Chronim also. It's not the most ideal sheet.
Like
correct. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, let's just continue in the Gemara then. Continuing the Gemara, finishing up this daf. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Kiava, Mishmili, Rifta, De Eruva, Mivorchan, Olea, Motzi, Lechem, and Aretz. When they happened to get the pass of the Eruv, they would also use that for Hamotzi. They would say Hamotzi on it. Amri, hold this, Abbe Mitzachad, and Abbe Mitzachri. Since one mitzvah was done, we should do another mitzvah. This is a principle which the poskim love. If there's a chefta, you did one mitzvah on, you should do another mitzvah on. What some of the Rishonim here quote, you probably noticed, one or two on the Makor sheet, is that they, some people do this, not everyone nowadays, you save the Arba Minim for Besamim on Motzei Shabbos. Some people, they put clothes in the Esrog, they would save the Dasim, and they last so long, they last a bit.
Or you use it to burn your own stuff.
Ah, and what's Minhag nowadays, that's not Rishonim here, you save the Aravos or the Arba Minim for Shreifas, burning Chavitz, right? For Shreifas Chavitz. I guess, you know, Afias Matzah theoretically would work, but it's not as practical. Meaning, it wouldn't work with all our chomers and matzah. You need very, very strong fires, which you're not going to get by burning our rubbles. But, yeah, in my house, I just take a cardboard box. Every matzah, sukkahs, or isruchag, I put all the arvanin in there, and I take it out of Pesach, and I just put the chomets on top of the cardboard box and light it. And became this Gemara.
Without the plastic tip,
what? Obviously without the plastic tip.
Obviously.
Okay, fine. Without the plastic tip, just in case anyone was Masupik. Okay. Agav, when I become king of the world, one of my first decrees, I mean, after, like, you know, no more killing people, etc., is that the manufacturers of those plastic things shouldn't put psukim on them, because that's just asking for a michshol, and might be another reason not to burn them even. But the also the Ramah brings down mamish the case of using the Erev for in many places in Shulchan Aruch, in both the Erev Tavshil and Erev Chatzeros, using the Erev bread for Hamotzi and many, many other cases. The Rishonim and Poskim love this klal. We're not going to get into it overly much, but two points that come up here. Number one, what about Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? Right? What about the toast of the previous one? Isn't this exactly the opposite of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, which is an established principle in Shas? And here we have two answers that I know of. I quoted the Eitz Yosef in Yaakov here, but it was really in the book of Yosef that we had on the last Bakara sheet, right? I hope everyone was asking themselves, why did Rav Ben Arsh put the Eitz Yosef in Achron on the Agadah here? Wasn't that before? So that was the book of Yosef's Raya from the last Bakara sheet. And the answer is, because I wanted to see if you would ask that question. He says, this proves the Shita of the Nebuka Yosef and the one day of Tosos against the second day of Tosos against the first day of Tosos, the Ramanachim Yuni against the previous day of Tosos and the Ri, that Birkas Hanenin doesn't have Chavilos Chavilos, since all you're doing is Hamotzi of Birkas Hanenin. Chavilos Chavilos only applies to two regular mitzvahs, not to a mitzvah and Birkas Hanenin. That's his approach. However, the Meiri in the parallel Sugi Masechah Shabbos, the parallel Sugi Masechah Shabbos of Lech Mishnah also ends with this, Rav Ami Rav Asi of the Hovas Avbe Mitzvah Chada. He says a simpler answer. He says, Enos Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos only applies at the same time, or like right next, right, one right after the other. Here, they did an Erev, as Rashi says, he uses the word esmol, erbas. They did Erev yesterday, and do a multi today. It's not the problem, chavilos, chavilos, at two different at two different times. That especially makes sense. So the reason for Einos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos, to be able to focus on each mitzvah, then obviously if one is yesterday, if one is today, it's not going to take away your focus on each mitzvah. Okay, those are the two answers.
But it's even more than specifically here, because you're supposed to eat the Erev Tashila. I mean, well, that, without a bracha.
Okay, that might depends which Erev it is. If it's Erev Tafshilin, what are you suggesting? Then it's not Chavilos Chavilos, because it's not two different things. The whole point of Erev Tafshilin is to start preparing for your Shabbos meal, and then to eat at the Shabbos meal is not something different. It's within the original theme. If you were going to talk about Erev Chatzeros or Erev Tchumen, then not so Pashut. Anyway, there is a fascinating machlokas here we're not going to get into now as to which Erev it is. Which Erev? There are three Erevs, all of which could have bread out there. Perhaps, according to some shitas, Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tchumen, and Erev Tavshilin. Interestingly, the who did I bring here? I brought the Rashi. Clearly says she'erev avo esmol eruvei Chatzeros, that you made an Erev Chatzeros yesterday. Now, here the question is, what does Rashi mean by yesterday? Because here we have a sort of three-way machlokas rishonim, even without getting into the strange me'iri about Erev Tchumen. What's the problem they have? Hold on, if yesterday, meaning Friday afternoon, you made an Erev Chatzeros with this bread, and then you eat it for your Shabbos meal, then you lose your Erev Chatzeros. How can you carry anymore? That is a kasha that a bunch of Rishonim asked. That's what the Meir says, then you won't be able to carry anymore. And the Mech Sefer Michlam says first, you won't be able to carry anymore. So why does Rashi and the Maharami Rutenberg and the Mordechai and many, many Rishonim assume that it is Eruvei Chatzeros? So there are two answers to there are two answers to explaining what Rashi, in fact, was trying to say. The Sefer HaMichtam, when he quotes Rashi, and I think the Ritva sounds similarly, says the Sefer HaMichtam when he quotes Rashi, he says, Lechem she'ervu bo erev chatzeros lo chashavzo yotzea bo limachar aval bo vayom lodim achal erev yeser letaltel ba'chatzero. And the Meiri makes the same assumption that if you would eat it during the ein lefarshu erev chatzeros elam kein lefarish basha yivotzeh ba'lim machar. So basically, what kind of erev is it? What kind of erev is it? Says Rashi, erev chatzeros. Then the question is, then how are you going to carry the rest of Shabbos if you eat the erev chatzeros? So says the Meiri and the Sefer HaMichtam, Bedas Rashi, no, it means, what is Esmol and Machar? Esmol equals Shabbos, Machar equals Matzei Shabbos, or Sunday. No, you would eat it, F, meaning, what does it mean you made the Erev Esmol? You made the Erev on Shabbos, technically you made the Erev before Shabbos, we call it making the Erev. You made the Erev for Shabbos, and then you eat it on Matzei Shabbos, and then you're still allowed to carry. However, it's very nice that in Provence, that's how they interpret Rashi, but the Rishonei Ashkenaz were very, very clear. The Mordechai and the Maharami Rutenberg were very clear what Rashi meant. No, no, no. Esmol equals Erev Shabbos. And Machar equals Shabbos. You would eat it on Shabbos. Ah, why? And even among the Chachmei Provence, he quotes the Rabbi Yonah Samilunil, who said, no problem, as long as the Erev Chatzeros is there for the beginning of Shabbos, it lasts all Shabbos. And here we have a fundamental machlokes, right? Does the Erev Chatzeros have to stay intact all Shabbos, or at least as long as you want to carry, says the Michtam and the Meiri, yes, therefore they couldn't have eaten the Shabbos, and they wouldn't be able to carry anywhere. He says, no, once it was Chal in the beginning of Shabbos, that is good enough. There's a rule by Erev of Hol Hutra Hutra, once it was Chal in the beginning of Shabbos, that's good enough. That rule is not said about the bread being disappearing. It said about the configuration of the access between courtyard and courtyard changing. If I made an error based on the fact there's a door between these courtyards and then a guy came and boarded up on Shabbos, or the fact there was no door between these courtyards and a guy came with a truck and punched a hole in the wall on Shabbos, that's still good. But you could also say that's true if the Erev bread disappears. There is another shita out there. The other shita out there is what the Meiri really thinks. He says strange things about Erev Tchomim. We'll get to that now. Says the Meiri, he says it's Erev Tavshilin, right? It's really Erev Tavshilin, says the Meiri. His mainstream shot that he really likes, he says, Pashal Erev Tavshilin be Erev Tavshilin beveson. That's the kind of Erev that it was, and the Tavshilin, and then everyone agrees the Erev Tavshilin has to be intact all Yontif, but it doesn't have to be intact all Shabbos. That is Pasha. That's Lekuliyam. That's the most Pasha thing in the world. That, the Erev Tavshilin has to be intact all Yontif, so you can cook. Once Shabbos comes, you're done cooking. It doesn't have to be intact, and it only needs to be intact throughout Yontif, technically, as long as you're cooking. But not on Shabbos, and therefore he ate it on Shabbos. As a matter of fact, the Irish pshat is what we all do, right? You make an Erev Tavshilin, you use it. It better be intact. If someone eats the Erev Tavshilin by accident, you can't cook on Yontif anymore for Shabbos. Once you finish cooking the Yontif and Shabbos is there, it says in all the little handbooks that it's an extra mitzvah to eat this for your Shabbos meal and specifically say hamotzi on it for your Shabbos meal. He points out, why did Rashi not say Erev Tavshilin? Seems like such a good one, especially since it's very intuitive. You know, Erev Tavshilin, your kilos starting to prepare for Shabbos. Anyway, why not eat it on Shabbos? Says this is a famous machlokes. The Gemara Paskins Mefurish in the second parak of Beitza, that Erev Tavshilin is made betavshil and not bepas. And the machlok is what it means. Rashi says it means betavshil, there's no such thing as Erev Tavshilin bepas, only betavshil. So he couldn't have said it means Erev Tavshilin. We are machmir lechatchila. Do you have a door maker? It's only a lechatchila. We're machmir like Tosos against Rashi there, that no, what the Gemara means is to matter cooking, you need tavshil, not pas. But if you want to be matter baking, you need pas. And if you want to be matter cooking and baking, you need tavshil and pas. And that's why we use tavshil and pas. So we could say that they were talking about Erev Tavshilin. But Rashi couldn't, because Rashi thought there was only tavshil. Agav, someone makes a mistake. They use an egg or a fish or whatever without bread for the Erev Tavshilin. Bidyevet, we really paskin like Rashi, that they can cook and bake and it's good enough and you don't need the bread. It's only lechachila where machmir not bread.
Why is the Russian either for Erev Chatzer or Erev Tavshilin? Why do you need to keep it intact? You really should eat it on Shabbos. That's
why
the point of both of these things is to have it to be done.
Oh, by Erev Tavshilin and Chanami, by Erev Chatzer, it's not so posh. The point is you need to convey a certain dira by having food there. What do you mean, eat it? The whole point is that everyone chips in food. 30 people own this food, and they're conveyed here by having it in one place. 30 people aren't eating it. I don't know if one person. Anyway, interestingly, the Meiri assumes, yeah, Erev Chatziris needs to stay intact. And the interesting question, it's Mefurish in the Gemara in Erevin that Erev Tchumen does not need to be intact all Shabbos. The Meiri here says Lechachila does. It's a Tzarek Yonis against the Mefurish Mishnah. I don't have an answer to that now. But it's mefurish that, and Agav, how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch, Padharma paskins like the Mordechai, that not only doesn't the Erev Chatziris have to be intact, but you should davken be chamotzi on it at your Shabbos meal, because the he paskins, like that was davken, the case of Rami Ravasi. Nowadays we just don't do it because we're lazy and we only make an Erev Chatziris once a year. But in a chanami, on that last Shabbos of the year, someone should take those Erev Chatziris matzahs and say hamotzi in them at the Shabbos meal. We can flip them up to a few people. And even though, and you have to find someone who doesn't have the minhag not to eat matzah at that time of the year, because it's usually Shabbos HaGadol, even though they eat in the middle of Shabbos, you can still carry the whole Shabbos. This is the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Psak Halacha. Interestingly, though, why was the Me'irin Sefer Michtam so convinced that Eruv Chatzeros needed to stick around? So I understand. Point of Eruv Chatzeros is that we're all living together, so we can carry into in and out of each other's houses and courtyards. And if we stop living together, then it's too late. Up in Eruv Tchumen, the whole point is that I'm living someplace, and that's why I can walk 2,000 amos from there. And even if we eat it, the Mishnah says, well, I feel like I can eat it as soon as the Tzeisu Chavim comes, I can still walk 2,000 amos. So why by Erev Tchumen, everyone agrees it works if it's eaten. But by Erev Chatzeros, the Rishonei, most of the Rishonei Provence at least, hold that it doesn't work once it is eaten. Agav, maybe it's not only Rishonei Provence. If you look at the Ritva here, the Ritva has a line, She'erev me esvol Erev Chatzeros deliyoma achrina havamotu l'achol. Sounds a little like the like the Mikun Zerif Lyoma Achrina Mutalochlo. It's mutter to eat it on the next day, but not on that day. So he definitely sounds like that as well. I think we could add him most of the ritual. We don't know who he is, but he's not talking with Franz, he's maybe Rash of the Ritva. In any case, I'm not sure. It's interesting why they differentiated from Erev Tchumen. The only thing I could think is that Erev Tchumen is really about your delta, as they say. Do people say that in English too? If the whole point of Erev Tchumen is not to go too far from the beginning of Shabbos to the end of Shabbos. So whoever was the beginning of Shabbos, that's good enough. If the beginning of Shabbos here, the whole point is I start Shabbos there, I shouldn't move too far to the end of Shabbos. The whole point of Erev Tchumen is just be kovei where I started Shabbos. And therefore, if it's eaten after Seis Gavim, that's good enough. That's where I started Shabbos. I can't move from there. Erev Chatzeros is not about where I am now compared to where I started Shabbos. Every minute, Erev Chatzeros is a new cheshvan. Every minute, Erev Chatzeros is a new cheshvan. Is this joint property, Ki'ilu joint property, or is this separate private property? So maybe Erev Chatzeros, according to the Chachmei Provence, every minute needs to be every minute still needs to be intact. But Erev Tchumen, the whole point of Erev Tchumen is not to leave from where I started. It's an assumption, but if we assume that, and therefore, as long as I started there, that's good enough. That's kach nira la nias daiti to explain the chachmei Provence. But we don't paskin like them. We paskin mefurish, says the Ramah. Not only are you allowed to eat the Erev Chatzeros as soon as Seisu Chavim comes, and it's good all Shabbos because once it's chal tchal, but he even thinks the Ramah, based on the Mordechai, says that you dafka should like Ravami or Ravasi. Okay, hadran olach. Daf Lamates. Now, going on to Daf Mem, we have a really, really exciting sugya about Hefsek. Amar Rav, Tol Baruch. If I say Hamotzi, by the way, Agav, not everyone agrees, but the Kolbo says in the Code of the Beis Yosef, and all the Achronim quote this Kolbo, we pass like the Kolbo, this is all the Dieved. Lecha Chila, you shouldn't be Mafsek at all after Baruch of Hamotzi. I don't mean after washing. After washing, l'chor, even l'chachila, you could say these things. Because that's just a chomer b'alma that we don't talk after washing. But after the bracha hamotzi, which is serious me'ikra din, we paskin al ha'mais like the kolbo, that l'chachila, you shouldn't be mafzik at all. This whole dion should only be v'dievet. Okay, so what is the din? V'dievet, tol baruch, I say, take from the piece that I said the bracha on, take from the piece that I said the bracha on, meaning I tell people to take from the piece that I said the bracha on, be yotzei the hamotzi and eat with me. That's not a hefsek. You don't have to say another hamotzi. Have a lift on, because I'm talking about the bread, but I say bring salt or relish to eat with the bread. Because I was talking about something else, that's not the bread. Rabbi Yochanan goes further, he says, no, even melech and lift on. Nami ain't tzarich levarich. That's not a hefsek. I don't have to say a new bracha. Not clear exactly why. After all, I'm not talking about the bread. So says Rashi. Shavzut tzarich brach shei prusa shal brach nechal tam. This is also the need of the bracha. Meaning this bracha. Okay, the Beis Yosef assumes we'll go within that bracha and the prusas hamotzi are sort of saying the same thing. The needs of the bracha, the needs of the piece that I'm eating to be yotzei the bracha, the needs of the piece that I'm eating to be yotzei the bracha, are the needs of the bracha. Also, the piece that I said the bracha on has to be eaten nicely. It's not so clear. Maybe Rashi even means it's covered with the bracha. Maybe it just means the need of that piece of bread. So Rashi says, no, he thinks that's not considered the need of eating melech and liftan. That's considered the need of this piece of bread, of this birpas hamotzi. That's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Not everyone takes it the same way Rashi does. The Ra' says here that Rav is saying it's a tzorach of bracha. The Rav says it's a tzorach, even tzorach achila, anything that's in need of eating. So it's not clear if there's Rav is saying. Zachariah. I hope you also brought your masifta.
Irreplaceable.
Maybe he brought his Rambam masifta.
That's a loser. Anyway, I admit it is a little hard to diet for all these Lashonos, but nonetheless, if here we have Rav who says something called Tzorach Bracha, then what does Rabbi Yochanan say? So Rashi just says it is an expanded Tzorach Bracha, while the Ra'ah, for example, says he changes it and says it is Tzorach Achila. Okay, it's not that he expands Tzorach Bracha, he allows Tzorach Achila. Continuing, he says, but Gvilatori, mix mush, mix oats or barley or whatever you have and feed the ox, Tzorach Levar, that's a hefsek, but that doesn't have to do with my meal at all. Even feeding my ox is not a hefsek. Here, it's not exactly clear what the difference is here. Is it that Rabbi Yochanan didn't, well, okay, why does Rav Sheshet say even feeding my ox not a hefsek? Da'am Rav Yehuda Marav, also Adam Sheyochel, Kodem Sheyitin Machal, Levhemto. It is also for me to eat before I feed my animal. Shadem Rav Sati is Besanach Levhemto, Echal Tazavata. Hashem says in Kriyashra, he'll give grass, he'll give food for our animals, and then we'll eat. Which shows that the animals have to eat before us. Either it's, however you look at it. It's a drusha that you have to let your animals eat before you eat, or maybe it's just the way the Rambam took it, is the midos of Hashem. If Hashem feeds the animals first, then we should emulate the midos of Hashem and feed the animals first. So we'll see, yesh la'ayin, how to interpret this. Is this mamish like a din? That we're from the pasuk, we're medayik adin. The pasuk's talking about Hashem rewarding us if we keep the Torah. But from the pasuk, we're medayik adin, that you have to feed your animals for yourself. That is clearly right. The Magen Avraham quotes Shulchan Aruch, it's an Isser Daraisa. Or the Rambam just says that's good midos. One should always emulate the midos of Hashem, who, and feed your animals first and have rachamim. Okay, so it's not a din, it's just Hashem's midos are that he feeds the animals first. Then we should also have the midos of feeding the animal first. Maybe it is for the Rambam, but it's not a specific daraisa, let's say. Okay, fair. Right, correct. In any case, we'll come back to that in a moment. It's not clear what the machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Sheshet is. It's also the different yourselves, whether it's Rav talking now, and then how does that affect the Rav earlier talking into that. Is it that Rav Yochanan held you're allowed to eat before feeding your animals? Rav Sheshet held you aren't, and that's why Rav Yochanan didn't hold from this. Basically, what does Rav Sheshet say? Rav Sheshet is saying no. Feeding your animals is also a tzorach. It's just, did Rav Yochanan disagree with the din and say there's no tzorach to feed your animals? Or did Rav Yochanan say, I know it's a tzorach, but it's an external tzorach, not an internal tzorach, and therefore it doesn't count? That, we're not sure. The Mefarshim don't discuss this. The Rishonim certainly don't discuss it explicitly, but it will tie into some of our discussions. So now, there's less talk about the difference between these. Is it that he disagreed with the din of, or let's say the drasha pasuk, right, of Ibn Asafi Esim Satra, did he disagree with the drasha pasuk, or he just didn't, or did he just hold that an external Sorech is still a hefsek? Obviously, bringing melech and liftan, giving out the bread, is internal to eating this bread. Feeding my animal is just a side problem, as it were, at least as far as we know so far. So that's not exactly clear what the machlokes is between them. I'm not going to be ma'ayin so much in that because I don't have a lot of evidence. So what I want to do is go to what the Achronim are ma'ayin here. So there are a few famous chakiras here. The Beis Yosef is a famous chakira. He says, what counts as not a hefsek? Is it the, what he calls sorech bracha, the need of this piece of bread that I'm making a bracha on? Or is it sorech achila, the need of all the food? And he's medayik, almost all his dukes from Rishonim, one could question somewhat. That really sounds like sorech achila versus Tzorech Bracha sounds like the difference between Rashi and the Ra, although Rashi never says than Rav Sheshes. And for the Ra, it sounds like it's between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Most of the Rishonim didn't say too much. The Meiri here also has a language where you use the Lashon of Tzorech Achila. But here, what does the Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef says there is a Machlokes. Is it? What is not a Hefsek? What is sort of allowed? Only Sorech Prusas Hamotzi, which is Rashi. Now, just to be fair, Rashi did the comment of Rav Sheshes, but okay, let's assume whatever he said for Rav Yochanan work also for Rav Sheshes. Is it Rashi? He claims this is, okay, he's Medayik is from Mordechai, from a Shut Rashva, and Tosfos, according to Beis Yosef, against the Taz. What do I mean by Beis Yosef against the Taz? The, what does Tosfos say here? Havi melech tzorech levarech, tabi hetz chadas, vachim reper gimel de menachos, sach bin tulin filin tzorech levarech, chen olachem, sach bin birkes amotzi l'achilo, bein birkes kiddush l'shtiyot, tzorech lach to levarech, ila melzah shaykh l'sudich motol bruch. Okay, what does Tosfos say? That we know that a hefsek, or what he calls hetz chadas, we'll come back to that, is ma'akev your bracha, we know that by tefillin, right? If I talk before Tefillin Shel Rosh, then I need to say another bracha, whether it's Sfaradi or Ashkenazi, right? Meaning Sfaradim would say zero more brachas than Tefillin Shel Rosh, whether they talk, would say one. Ashkenazi would say one, but if they talk, they would say two. But everyone agrees with what the Gemara says. You lose your bracha if you talk. Everyone agrees you lose your bracha if you talk, and you have to say it again. And likewise, you lose your bracha if you talk of Hamotzi or Agafen, and you have to say it again, unless it's something shayach, like Tol Bruch. And he says, likewise, in Shechita, if I talk between the bracha and the shechting, I lose my bracha. Unless it's something relevant to the Shechita. Okay, we're not getting into this now, but some of the Rishonim discussed, the Yir discusses, is that really true? Like, if I, the Gemara says, if I hear 9 shofar blasts, right, Me'ikra Din, if we would know exactly what Chazal meant, or Rav Haigo and Yotze with 9 shofar blasts. Your Yotze with the biblical meaning of Tkiyah Trua, Tkiyah, Tkiyah Trua, Tkiyah, Tkiyah Trua, Tkiyah, without getting to the fact that we might not be sure what the meaning of the biblical word Trua is, which is why we read part 30, if we're not Rav Haigo. But your Yotze with 9 shofar blasts, 9 hours in a day, says the Me'ir, well, obviously you talked in between them. So how does that help? And he does want to say, and Taki have to say the bracha 9 times. He says, no. If you talk in the middle of doing a mitzvah, then that's not ma'akiv. Even though we say don't talk in the middle of Tekiyah Shofar, maybe that because we're not sure exactly when we're doing the mitzvah because there are many different shitas. But if you talk in the middle of doing the mitzvah, that's not ma'akiv. It's only ma'akev if you talk between the bracha and the mitzvah, just like in a suda. If I talk and eat bread, if I say the bracha and eat bread, I can feel free to talk as much as I want before eating the next piece of bread. Just like for starting the mitzvah or achila, I can't interrupt until I start. Then in the middle, lech achila, you shouldn't interrupt, but b'di'evet, it's not ma'akev the mitzvah. the interesting borderline case, which all the Achronim argue what exactly Tosos mean here, is what if I'm doing the same mitzvah many times, like Shechita? Do we say I can't interrupt at all between my bracha and the eighth Shechita, because that's before I started the eighth Shechita? Or no, as long as I don't interrupt before the first Shechita, that's good enough, because it's a series of Shechitas. Basically, if we have eight Shechitas, that like either one mitzvah continued or eight different mitzvahs that just happen to be, you know, at the same time, that's a whole machlokes, achronim. We're not going to get into that now. We'll stick with our sugya for now.
Well, can Rashi and Tosfos assume that there's no difference in Shechitas HaMenin and Shechitas HaMitzvah in respect to this issue?
Fascinatingly. That is not obvious at all, and we'll get, meaning, it is obvious that there's similarity, because he does find Sachmin Tfilin Latfilin, the Tfilin Latfilin, he does find here. Is it obvious that it's mamish the same? No, we'll get to that. But let's finish. Tosfos says, Tosfos, we don't need melech or liftan on our shulchan, because our bread is good quality. That's based on the next Gemara. What does it say in the next Gemara? Amar Rav Bar Shmuel, back to the Gemara, you're not allowed to say amotzi and break the bread until everyone has melech or liftan, because they need to eat the bread with melech or liftan, and you don't want to cause a hafsek. Rav Bar Shmuel ikla levei reish galusa. He visited the reish galusa. That's how figulei rifta. They brought him bread and bought the lahedya. And he set a motzi and broke it right away before they had melech or liftan. Amrle hadar mar mishmaiz. They said, "What do you mean? You're the one who said it." Rav Bar Shmuel, did Rebbe retract his shita? Amrle less than tzarich b'shash. This doesn't need b'shash. Says machlokes are showing what b'shash means, but it doesn't matter. Does it mean this doesn't need delay? Or this doesn't need accompaniment. By the way, whether brashash means the layer accompaniment. But either way, what he's saying is this kind of bread doesn't need melech or liftan because it is good quality bread. And good quality bread is delicious without melech or liftan. Our bread is delicious without melach or liftan. So we at least IP, let's say, nigla, you don't need, and that's what Tosfos says for a second. We don't need melach or liftan because our pasas chashev. Bariyuki, hadar mer b'samach, less on dark b'shas. It's like that case.
I checked with my resident bakery, and all the bread, all the normal bread which you have used, you have to have salt in it, or else the yeast doesn't work well.
So right, not to mention
bread,
the fact.
You have to have salt in it.
Well, we come back to briefly that our bread is salted already. Okay. Why is Tosfos bringing up the fact that our bread doesn't need melech or liftan? Tosfos hasn't gotten to that part of the Gemara yet. Do you remember Havei melech v'chuli tzarech levarich? Right, meaning you just all got confused. You said, what are Bednarsh do? He read a Tosfos and then read the next line of the Gemara, which he didn't even put on the Makoros yet, right? Oh, I did put on the Makoros. Okay, I shouldn't have put on the Makoros, because I should have made you think. So, why is Tosfos referring to the next Gemara? Like, let him wait for the next Gemara. There's a question of how much are you medayik from the Ramaskals of Tosfos. Beis Yosef says, I'm medayik from the Ramaskals of Tosfos. What do you think? That Tosfos just randomly, haphazardly threw things into a Dibur HaMaskal? No, whatever's in one Dibur HaMaskal of Tosfos is about that line in the Gemara. So when Tosfos says, nowadays we don't need melech or liftan, it's about tzarech levarich. It's about hefsek. Notice there are two Gemaras. We have the two dots. There's a first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines of Gemara are about hefsek, and the next 6 lines of Gemara are just about derech eretz of suda, whether you need liftan or whether you don't need liftan, right? So Tosfos, why is he bringing the liftan now? Why didn't he save it for the dibur maskil later in the Gemara? So it must be Tosfos saying we don't need melech or liftan nowadays, and therefore it's a hefsek. Therefore, it's for us saying Havei Melech and Liftan is a hefsek. Why? Because it's no longer the tzorech of prus hamotzi. You don't need it for, say, being yotze hamotzi and a piece of bread. You just need it for some extra things to eat. Meaning for us saying Havei Melech or Liftan is no different than saying, you know, bring dessert. You know, than saying, I hope you have chocolate cake for dessert in an hour and a half from now. That's a hefsek, because it's not about prus hamotzi. So that's his deal from Tosfos, because he's medayik the Dibur HaMaskal. Says the Taz, no, I deny your deal from Tosfos. The Taz was, I guess, it's always a question how much medayik in Tosfos, right? When it comes to Chumash, I think we all agree that we should be very, very, very medayek, exactly every word, every letter, what the order it is, where it is. We don't always know how, but we should, theoretically. How about when it comes to your masses of Tosos? You know, on the one hand, Tosos is very great. On the other hand, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And, you know, we're not sure exactly who put together the Dibur HaMaskels, etc. You know, the Rabbi Natan and the Reis sit there and put together the Dibur HaMaskels? No. So, says the Taz, don't be so medayik from Tosfos. Tosfos started talking about the hafzik part of the sugya, and then got into a tangent and discussed Hilchas Derech Eretz of Sudan, whether or not we need melech or liftan, having nothing to do with hafzik. But of course, it's still not a hafzik nowadays, because it's still part of our achiva. So that's the machlokes is how yeshivish to be, as it were. And then Beis Yosef says, every line in Tosos has to be going on the Dibur HaMaskel. And therefore, Tosos hold that whatever is not necessary for a piece of bread of Hamotzi is a hefsek. And the Taz says, nah, he just mentioned something Agav Orcha, and don't be so medayik. Okay, that is one derech. However, the other derech, says Beis Yosef, is no. The whole meal. And he quotes that from the Rambam. The Rambam says anything you're mevarich on, and one of his examples is say havei tavshel. He doesn't say melech or lifton. Ah, bring the cholent. What do the cholent have to do with the bracha of hamotzi? Right. Notice he switches lifton to tavshel. Why?
The Rambam has a lot to do.
You always ruin my shir. it's okay. Halavai. Halavai by everyone. But there is a pattern here. But you're absolutely right, but let's take it one step at a time. That's the Medayik. Oh, sorry. That's the Beis Yosef's Medayik from the Rambam, because the Rambam's Lashon is you shouldn't have a hefsek, bein abrach, bein davar shemavarach and a love, and it's ma'ake, but if it's dvar sheme'inyan dvar shemavarach and a love, you don't need a hefsek. For example, you make a brach on bread, you say, have you melech, have you tavshel? It has to do with the meal, and that is the Beis Yosef's diak. The Beis Yosef then goes on, interestingly, you see how loyal the, right, someone mentioned, Rambam Sifta. So they'd be very happy today. Even the Beis Yosef has a whole list of opponents of the Rambam. Nonetheless, in the Shulchan Aruch, he seems to paskin like the Rambam. Nonetheless, because he quotes, doesn't quote exactly the Lashon of the Rambam, but he said, Me'inyan Devarim Shemavarchim Alav, quoting the Lashon of the Rambam. It's still not 100% clear, I admit. Then he says, Melech Liftan. He doesn't say Melech Tavshil, but the Achronim all assume that he is being Machriya, and we're Machriya like the Rambam. Just for example, the Magen Avraham right there says, says afilo eina tzorach leprusas hamotzi rak tzorach hasuda, and the Taz says the same thing. Even if you don't need prusas hamotzi, just tzorach hasuda. So this is the akra. They assume that this is what, and this is the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Mishnah Brura, etc. The Mishnah Brura says explicitly, even if it's not tzorach prusas hamotzi, just tzorach hasuda. They point out that the Beis Yosef and the Taz both discuss that this is taloi. On a machlokes, well, how could you bring a raya? You could bring a raya to the Rambam from Vilatori, right? If I say, feed my animal, Agav, I saw one of the Achron, but I don't remember who asked the following question. He says, do you actually have to get your animal to start chewing before you eat? Or is it enough to just arrange it so that he is fed before you eat? And they bring a raya from our sugya. He saved Vilatori. That doesn't mean it takes a while. It doesn't mean he waited until he got a report back for 20 minutes. And then he sent a guy to do it. That guy was going, he sent his worker to do it. Once that guy was going to do it, that's good enough. You don't have to actually, eat first. As long as you took care of it, that's good enough. Interesting halacha l'maisa, meaning the, you know, if you, I don't know. The truth is nowadays a lot of places, they have the, they have automatic feeding systems. So maybe you wake up in the morning, check on the computer that it's set on the timer to go off at the right time, according to all your scientists, then you can eat. Because that's, you already did feel the Torah, even if they didn't eat yet. At home, still not much of an afternoon. You have automatic systems and you don't have servants. You mamish have to like put the alpo in the dog's bowl. He doesn't have to eat. I mean, we're not pressuring him. But yeah, actually, you probably at home, you probably actually have to put in his bowl before you eat, just because you don't have a whole system in place. But theoretically, now let's get back to this. He says, "Hold on a second. Can't I just eat one bite and then feed my animal? Can I just eat one bite and then feed my animal?" So doesn't that prove that, that it doesn't matter if it's sort of prus samulti, as long as it proves it's sort of the meal? I can't eat the meal, but I can eat one bite. So isn't this a proof of the Rambam? So what could be a proof of the Rambam when it comes to vil? Gvil lit tori. We're not writing on the super Torah. When it comes to gvil lit tori, this is a raya for the Rambam in Tinsolomar that te'ima is muteres and achila is asura. If we can assume te'ima is okay, only achila is asur, as our Gemara says. Also, let him say yochal, then it's a proof to the Rambam. What do you mean? I can have unloads you that vilatori. I only need vilatori to have the cholent and the kugel and the schnitzel. So that shows anything that's sort of hasuda is good enough. However, the Beis Yosef did not think this was an absolute proof, because that gets into the machlokes as to, and this is actually what the Taz thinks, right? This is actually what the Taz thinks. The Taz says, of course you can have a bite before you feed your animal. You just can't have a whole meal. So then it's a proof for the Rambam. But Beis Yosef already dealt with this someplace in this. Beis Yosef. He says, Ugvilatori choshev shayet leprus samotzi kim shasar litom ad sheyachil levhento. And the Magen Avraham held this as well. The Magen Avraham, it's sort of clear from what he brings down in Hilchos Avdalah that he held this as well. And for he says here, says no. Yes, lidchos haraya shel hataz. In Tzolomer, the afilu te'ima is asura, which the shita of the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. Why? Because doesn't even only say achila is asur. So no. But in Shabbos, in the parallel sugya, in the parallel sugya in Gittin daf samach beis amud aleph, what does it say? I think they actually cheated on the side of our Gemara. It says begitin isa sheyitom klum. The Gerson Gittin is sheyitom klum, and not only that, in the riff in Brachos, he is the Gerson like in Gittin. I mean, he obviously also had that Gerson Brachos. He says that sheyitom klum koding sheyitin. So it's an interesting machlokes. The usher, even to, if the usher's team is klum, then it could be only because it's sarf for samotzi. If the usher is only achila, then it's a proof for the Rambam.
Can you say Tima is mutter, but it's still going on the whole piece of bread, because you haven't eaten your whole piece of bread, you just had a small bite. And every half second is still going on the...
No, because Amotzi only needs a small bite. First of all, Tima is mutter, I see even Tima looking up to the beta. But also, we paskin, meaning it's a chomer, the Mishnah Berurah says, to eat a kazayis before your mouth sick. That's just a chomer of the chachila. The Ikar din is just to eat a kosher before your mouth sick. Okay, so that is a machlokas. The psak is pretty clear that, again, this is all b'dieved, anything that has to do with the meal would not be a hefsik b'dieved like the Rambam. And again, if you want to go through every Rishon and say maybe it's labdavki, you could, but I don't know if there's necessarily a point. I just wanted to ask, what's the Yisod HaMachlokas? We always like to ask, what's the Yisod HaMachlokas here? What's the Yisod HaMachlokas? So what's not a hefzik? Only Tzorich Prus HaMotzi or Tzorich of the home meal? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he gives a pshat. I have one kashrus pshat. We can see how we can answer it. Maybe we can. Just thought we can. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he gives a pshat. It's an interesting tshuva. He was asking, can you interrupt your Shmona Esrei to talk things that are the tzorich of davening? Okay, he was obviously dealing with some sort of cure of minion. I think he got what? Or something like Yalav Yavo, right? Not like the Rav didn't even like what people do nowadays. When they get to Yalav Yavo, they say Yalav Yavo aloud. The Rav didn't like that either. Yeah, when you get to Yalav Yavo, let's say I'm the rabbi. I daven very slowly. Everyone get to Yalav Yavo when I get to Slach Lanu. So before Slach Lanu, if I know they're going to forget it, can I just say Yalav Yavo? Or I assume maybe he's going to have some explanatory meaning or something. It's not so clear. Meaning the tshuva was to, if I recall correctly, to the Rav Ephraim or Ephraim Greenblatt. But I don't know who Rav Ephraim Greenblatt might have gotten the kasha from. So anyway, so the original question was, can I interrupt in the middle of my, if possible, I can interrupt in the middle of my Shmona Esrei for my tzorach of my tefillah. How about the tzorach of the other people's tefillah? Rav says, hold on, can I interrupt in the middle of Shmona Esrei for the tzorach of my tefillah? It's not so clear. So he says, well, that's going to depend on the issue of our sugya, right? Is an interruption mutter? If it's relevant, obviously I can't interrupt in the middle of my Shmona Esrei for something that's not relevant. That's pashut, right? Unless it's pikuach nefesh. But what about for something that's relevant? So he wants to make a chakira. A chakira in brachas daf mem amud aleph. Why are these things okay in brachas daf mem amud aleph? Is it because whatever is relevant is not a hefsek? Or because a necessary hefsek, we're making on a necessary hefsek? So that's his chakira. And why his nafkamina is for his case there? I didn't put on the chorus sheet, the whole tshuva. If you say whatever's relevant is not a hefsek, then it's not a hefsek. No matter what you're doing, what's relevant is not a hefsek. If you say no, they were makel on a necessary hefsek, then they're only makel on a necessary hefsek by birkzanenin when it's not amid of the melech. But if it's so an essay which is more chomer, then maybe they weren't making on a necessary hefsek because it's amid of ne'amel and a special misser of hefsek. That was his chakira there. But what did he basically say? What the yesod hamachlokes? One says the Igros Moshe. It is had a repshat in our Gemara. Says the Igros Moshe. It's the yesod haheter. If you say the Rambam would say that that relevant speech is not called a hefsek. If relevant speech is not called a hefsek, what's relevant? The whole meal is relevant. I'm sitting down to eat a meal, right? I'm using some English words. Obviously, these are not his words, but I'm trying to capture what he's trying to say.
Just call it a hutra d'chuya,
basically. It's like a hutra d'chuya, correct, absolutely. Right? I said to Yoni, it's a little like hutra d'chuya. I'm always wary of using the words, but you're right. Maybe I shouldn't be. That's what he wanted to say. He wanted to say that lo habi hefsek klal. Lo habi hefsek klal. Or do you say it is a hefsek, but it's mutter? Right? It is a hefsek, but a necessary hefsek is mutter. And this is a necessary hefsek. It's necessary, say, tol bruch, because I need everyone to eat and be yotzi v'hamotzi with me. It's necessary, say, havi melech havi lifton, because you're not supposed to eat without melech or lifton. If you have bad bread, it could even be resigned to the bracha. Or it could just be not their heretz. And it's necessary to say dilatoric, otherwise I'll be doing an Isidoraisa maybe or an Isidorabadan or whatever level it is. So that's where Moshe's Chakira. If it's a heter of necessary hefsek, then only what's necessary for this Prusa Hamotzi, only what's necessary to be Yotzi my Hamotzi. What's necessary to be Yotzi Hamotzi is allowed to interrupt my Hamotzi. Zach said nicely, Dechuya. I think he did say nicely. Sort of a Dechuya versus Hutra. Again, these are always loaded words, but you get the point. It really is something improper, but it's worth it. Or it's not a hefsek at all. If the whole point is that, there shouldn't be something else in between the bracha and motzi, and there's not something else. And that, he wanted to make his nafkamina. What about the Shmona Esrei? If it's not a hefsek at all, it's not a hefsek at all. If the necessary hefsek is mutter only, we're not making a necessary hefsek when you're only a family. Yeah, there's a limit. Okay, we're not getting to his shiloh.
My case with Yosefus back and forth, Tzarat Chachila is a necessary hefsek.
No, it's not necessary at all. I could just eat my Prusas Hamotzi and then bring everything else. Why is that necessary? Why does it help me at all? Why did it help me, say, bring the shulam before I eat my first bite of challah instead of afterwards? It's relevant, but not necessary. Okay, what Ramosha didn't discuss here is the kolbo. Like, what does he mean it's mutter? The kolbo says also hachila, just not ma'akib b'dievet. And don't say the reason it's also hachila mutter b'dievet is because we're mesupak who paskin like, and therefore, like, because the Gemara says it's not ma'akib. So the kolbo meant b'vada is also hachila. And mutter b'dievet. So it's not so clear to me exactly how he fits with that, but Mustami has an answer. That's one approach, but Joel wanted to say a different approach, right? Joel wanted to say no. Maybe really it's all about relevance. It's all about relevance, especially since we postulate the Kolbo that none of this is necessary. Lechatchila, so don't feed your dog and just have some bread. Lechatchila, so eat your bread without milch and lifton, even if it's old-fashioned bad, bad bread or maybe newfangled health bread, which might taste the same or something. You know, I don't know, not standard health stuff. Standard health stuff in the supermarket is probably not even healthy. But let's say like momish old-fashioned bread or something. They recreated, medieval or ancient, bad quality bread. And sold it for a lot of money. I'm sure they have. Then still, so eat it without melech or lefton. What a tolbruch. So eat a little yourself and let everyone wait until they're tolbruch, etc. So I want to say, maybe you could say something else. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanti to Joel, that you could say based on a hakir. What?
You were coming to the Rav.
Correct. Joel, based on the Rav. No, you connected it, right? That, what did we quoted earlier? That the Rav held that the lechem and hamotzi lechem, and we'll get to it. I don't even know if we saw it inside at all. I think we're going to. I'm saving it for Bar and Bar Machus Hatsuda. That maybe hamotzi the hakir. What's hamotzi lechem and aret? Is it a bracha on bread, or is it a bracha on a meal? Is it birkas ha lechem or birkas hatsuda? If you say maybe the point is that relevant. It's not relevant versus necessary. None of this is necessary. No, this is all. It's all that relevant, whatever is relevant to the bracha is not a hefsek. It's all about being relevant. However, what is the bracha? Maybe it's about, it's a chakira about birkas hamotzi. Is it a bracha on the pas? Or is it a bracha on the suda? If you see it as a birkat hapas, that only what's relevant to the actual, bread is relevant. If it's a birkat hasuda, then it could be that the whole suda is relevant. Meaning, is it a regular birkat and then it is unique birkat hasuda? So it could be you can analyze it using a chakira, which we'll come back to more than once. About birkas hamotzi, and that's what Joel wanted to say. And I think these are two possible ways to analyze it, although, I'm definitely attracted to this second way, but I can't necessarily prove it. And I wanted to mention one other thing while we're dealing with all the Gedolim from back in the day. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a nice tshuva about this as well, where he deals with the question of the Magen Avraham. It's not really Magen Avraham, he's just quoting Shlomo Maharam. For a funny Ramah. What does the funny Ramah say? There's a funny Ramah in Hilchos Kiddush who says, Adam sheshachach lekadish ad la'achshav yirchum yusamot v'nitzkor kodem sheachal yikadish al-paschachach yochal. He has an elegant solution. You forgot to say Kiddush and you already said amotzi on your challah. He says, no problem, I have an elegant solution. You're actually allowed to say Kiddush on bread instead of wine. So, if you're raising a multi in the challah, just continue. Asher kishim baruch shem kevim chasher shem zolz v'etzim v'ratz avanu shabbos kachin etc. Mekani, Shabbos eat your bread. So this Friday night you make kiddush on bread instead of wine. No big deal. But he says, what about havdalah? You can't make havdalah on bread. What if before havdalah you say hamotzi? You're not allowed to eat before havdalah. Yochal tchila, hari ein mavdilin alapas. You should eat bread before Abdullah and violate the Esser of eating before Abdullah because there's no elegant solution. You have an inelegant solution. The Magen Avraham, there are quotes from the Tshuva Shutmar Rami Rutenberg, who has a different inelegant solution. Say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machsoli Lom Va'ed, have a bracha, have a bracha, Amotzi Natala, make Havdalah, and then say Amotzi again. Two inelegant solutions, each of doing a little Avera. So the kasha is, what about Shachach Velo Hivdil Ubirech Hamotzi? The Ramah says, Yochal Kodem Havdalah. The Maharam says, right, Yomar Baruch Shem Kvod Melchuso Liolam Va'ed V'lo Yochal. Why does no one think of the elegant solution? Just say Havdalah and then eat your bread. Right? No one. Now, the truth in the beginning, Yosef here, he doesn't think you can make Kiddush on bread in this case, and he says you make Kiddush on wine. He has something maybe a little similar, but no one says in this case. I've had anyone who says in this case before, maybe someone is more pikiyas. No one just said, Yavdil, V'achar kach yochal, V'havdalah is not a hefsek. Why would I think of happening? When I read this Ramah, I said, okay, let me open the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha. Someone's going to say, give me a break. That's just a sheet of Ramah. But I was really totally expecting Mishnah Berurah to say, that's just a weird Ramah. But obviously, all the Achronim disagree with him and say, just say Havdalah, it's not a hefsek. Like Vilatari. Meaning, it's usher to eat until you do X. And you said Hamotzi. So doing S, saying X is not a hefsek. That's our sugya. So what's the difference if X is Vilatari? Or X is Havdalah. Kemo Vil Litori. I was shocked that no one just said, say Havdalah, and it's not interruption because it's Sorech. It's Sorech for Samotzi.
Drinking wine.
What?
You're still drinking wine.
So that's interesting. Maybe because you're only Yotze Havdalah if you drink the wine, and maybe drinking wine is more of a hefsek than talking, although I wonder why. If that's also tzarf with samotzi, then why? Okay, interesting. I haven't found that, but interesting theory. The Magen Avraham quotes from Shutmar Rama, a wild theory. So why not? Why not? Meaning, why is Havdalah a hefsek, but Gvil Latari not a hefsek? That's the question. Why is Abdullah hefsek and Gvil Latari is not a hefsek? It's a great question. What's the answer?
The Abdullah needs kavana. You're breaking the kavana of this thing to that thing. Gvil Latari, you're just doing something. Doesn't need
interesting.
Any
kavana. Havdalah is more distracting because it's a Hilga Havdalah and Mitzvah Suchas Kavana. Interesting. Maybe it's a Pagam and Mayur Shemayim that I didn't think of that. Okay.
Along those lines, there's a fundamental difference between the sudha you eat before Abdullah and after Abdullah. Abdullah is, the whole idea of it is to be mafsik between, that's why you can't eat before.
According to the Rav.
Right, to be mafsik between a sudha Shabbos and a sudha Sol. So it's a different hamotzi.
That's still going a little far, I hear. Anyway, well, hold on, what did the Magen Avraham say? Magen Avraham says something that no one here said. Even though you read the Magen Avraham, he quotes the Shutmar Ram, quoting the Ritzvah, he says, because Gvilatori is Doraisa and Abdullah is only Drapanan. The Isser of eating before you feed your animal is Doraisa, but the Isser of eating for Abdullah is only Drapanan. That is wild, says the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Ritzvah. The Ritzvah is quoted in the Shutmar Ram, because the Isser Achila Kodem Behemto is the Oraisa and Kodem Havdalah is only Drabbanan. And only a Oraisa Tzorach counts, not a Drabbanan Tzorach. Now, this is a wild shot. First of all, okay, why is Melech and Liftan not a Hefsek? isn't that only a chiyuv drabanan or just a chiyuv of derech eretz or etc.? So okay, all the achronim say no. That's mamish in the food. Something mamish in the food doesn't have to be d'oraisa. Something external to the food is only considered connected if it's d'oraisa. But A, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, like, who cares if it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? He has a few guys. He says, what do you mean? Like, we're all Orthodox Jews. We keep d'oraisas, we keep d'rabbanans. Who cares if it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Not to mention the fact that he says, look at Tosos. Tosos is a lashon of heschadas. Right, the first line of Tosas. It's a matter of taking your mind off it, distracting your mind. If it's relevant, if it's necessary to rice or necessary to rabbanon, your mind is equally connected. Like, what do you mean? If I do think necessary to rabbanon, then my mind is taken off the food. If it's necessary to rice, my mind is on the food. Most people's minds don't know if it's to rice or to rabbanon. And not to mention the fact that we don't pass like the Magen Avraham. Right, the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin says, L'chatchila, if I say I'm motzi, I shouldn't feed my animal. I should just eat. Why? Because it's only necessary rabbanon, and therefore it's better not to be mafsik. Or maybe it's not even necessary rabbanon. What do the Rambam and the Meiri think? What do the Rambam and the Meiri think? What?
Not so clear.
It's not so clear, but they doesn't call it an iser. What does he say? He says midas chasidus v'darke hachochma. As contrast with din, right? He starts with the din. Mutar lav evikani v'perach. The Afishadin came, Midas Chasidus Vidarke Achachma is different, and Chachamim Harishonim, all you Makdim and Mazan of Ahemas of Avodim Lusudis Atzman. Chachamim Harishonim, you know, Midas Chasidus Darke Achachma, it's hard to say that's an Isser D'Oraisa. Now, I know you will say what he means, Valachtav Zeracha, what could be more important than that, but it's still hard to say that when the Rambam's talking about Midas Chasidus and Chachamim Harishonim, that means Isser D'Oraisa. As exalted as the value of Halach the Durachav may be. And the Bir Halacha says explicitly that he says the Sefer Ha'orah and the Bahag, it's the Tos Sofer, he says here, Beis Elamet, which usually means Bir Halacha. He's obviously not putting Bir Halacha in Bir Halacha. It's a Tos Sofer, it should say Bahag. And the Meshavos of the Kolbo and the Sefer HaEshkol, the Meshavos of the Hagen, the Sefer Eshkol, all sound like Lechachil, you shouldn't interrupt, even feed your animal. Oh, the Magen Avraham says an Ishtar Raisa. So, how can you violate an Ishtar Raisa? So, it must be that it's not. Or you could say, or even if it is, it's an Ishtar Raisa like the Taz. It's only Ishtar Raisa to eat your whole meal. It's not an Ishtar Raisa to eat a little. And the Taz actually is a good Raya, right? Benasati Esam Sarkol Ventecha. Yeah, you shouldn't eat it and be satisfied until you feed your animals. If you have one nibble to be yotzi da motzi, what's so bad? So this is very... this is Sarach Iyon. Number one, Sarach Iyon Misvara, like what difference does it make? The Gam... Shahare Kol Achronim Pasku She'ein Isser D'Oraisa O She'ein Isser B'Ti'ima, right? The Mishnah Berurah, actually, he cheated a little. He says, everyone must hold it. He didn't cheat. He just wasn't so clear. He says, everyone must disagree with this Magen Avraham. Yeah, there are two reasons they could disagree with the Magen Avraham. They could just say, it's not an Ishtar Raisa in the first place. Or they could say, even if it is an Ishtar Raisa, that's only V'Yachaltam Savata, right? Not to mention that the Rambam thinks it's only Midas Chasidus, right? Well, Lefi Rambam U'Meiri Eino Elo Midas Chasidus. It says usher. Yeah, a lot of things say usher and shas, and it's just an exaggerated lashon. Not everything says usher and shas is mamish usher. Some of everything, it's not proper for midas. It's not proper for chasidim and for people who want to, you know, be mahadrin. So this Magen Avraham is very difficult. This Magen Avraham is very difficult. It's difficult to be smart. Like, what difference does it make if it's the Oraisa or Drabana? And that ties into Hakira that the Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about in this Mincha Shlomo. He says, is the problem hetzcha das, like your subjective das, or the problem objective hefzek, something irrelevant coming in between? Is it an objective problem of a hefzek, a dover hamafzek, or is it a subjective problem of your das being taken off it? And basically, this Magen Avraham only makes sense if you say that it is an objective problem. Subjectively, who cares if it's the rice or garbana that I need to do something before I eat? My mind is still on that I want to eat, so I have to do this so that I can eat. Right? It's hard to imagine that my subjective das depends on the rice or garbana. Not everyone's such a halachic man. Subjectively, if it's, you know, everyone's thinking the Meshachachim and Yershoftim. Well, subjectively, I'm thinking if the Risa, this is something that's really part of the fabric of the world, and therefore, you know, my mind is still on my meal. But if it's Rabbanan, it's just as something which I have to follow the rabbis about, and therefore, you know, I'm just thinking about general loyalty to the rabbis, etc. Okay, no one thinks that way. Not to mention the fact that Rabbi Yosef Engel's many proofs that Meshachachim and Yershoftim was wrong in the first place. But anyway, Kitzer, this would only work if it is he has this chakiris, as we told him, is it objective or subjective? And this Magen Avraham will work if it's objective, but not if it's subjective. And this is the wrong side of the chakira. He doesn't point all this out, but he implies this. He says the other thing we want to say is, what if you say something which you think is relevant but isn't? It's a matter of subjective hezchadas. As long as you thought it was relevant, that's no problem. If it's a matter of objective hefsek, then who cares if he thought it was relevant? We care if it was really relevant. And he points out that here, again, I'm putting together maybe more than he says explicitly. I think is what it means, that this is machlokes in the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eicher about a guy who said hagofen and then said kiddush and discovered there was water in the cup instead of white wine. Now his kiddush doesn't count. He has to say kiddush again. Okay, can he still drink the wine with that hagofen? Is the Barachal of Atala of the first Kiddush a hefsek? Magen Avraham says no, because he thought it was relevant. The Rabbi Kiva Eicher says yes, because it wasn't actually relevant. Or a similar machlokas, he points out, Rabbi Akiva Eger, if someone says Bori Mori Ha'esh and Havdalah on an illegal candle, right? It was lit on Shabbos. So then it doesn't count. It's Barachal of Atala. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, oh, then he has to say another hagafen, because it's a hefsek, because it wasn't really relevant. But he points out, we don't paskin, he doesn't pask that way. No, subjectively, he thought it was relevant. So anyway, it's a little funny, because then the Magen Avraham is coming down on the wrong side of the chakira from himself, just one of the many reasons he doesn't like this Magen Avraham. As a matter of fact, there's two darbs about liking. You don't like something, so you don't possibly like it. You don't like something so much, say that's obviously not what he meant. He obviously meant something else, and that's what Rishon LeZion was to say. Obviously, he meant something else. No one could ever mean this.
He's kind of on the wrong based on emotion. That really, hefsek is necessary.
You're saying if it's a matter of necessity, then it should be objective.
Only the right is considered necessary.
Correct. Fair, although that's still a chiddush, because like we're all Orthodox Jews here. Like, aren't our abundance necessary? What are we, Karaites? You're not sure.
I can't say that the machlokes between real Tori and Hakdalah is real Tori is a matter of Achila. When they say also Adam Mitzvah, it's like also Adam Rechol Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's near matter.
Okay, so let me come back to that in a moment.
If not the right, so then you have competing two derbanans.
One is the
real Tori and your bracha. So that we don't know. It should be dochen. One's not the one, but if we did the right, so then it should be.
Right, some can be a little tricky because how many melech and how many lift on the horizontal right, sir. But yes, lion. Okay, this is what the Magen Avraham quotes. Different from the Reis Rabbanan. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't like it at all. And he says a different shot, which I think is a nice shot. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, no. There are two kinds of things that you have to do. And I admit you can do it in different ways. There are two different kinds of things that you have to do before you eat. There are things that are relevant to your meal that you have to do before you eat. and things that you coincidentally have to do before you eat. And he says the point is it's not enough that it's necessary. It has to be relevant, not just necessary. Now, first one we say whatever is necessary is relevant. Now, that's necessary, it's relevant. But Sefer Shlomo says, no, why do you have to make Havdalah before you eat? Regardless of the Chakir and Yosef Dov alluded to, you don't have to make Havdalah before you eat because Havdalah is part of your meal, because Havdalah is shaykh to your meal. You have to make Havdalah until you eat because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah because you might forget to say Havdalah. Or because you have to finish up your Shabbos meals with Havdalah before you eat your whole meal. But it's not relevant to this meal. It's relevant to what happened hours ago. It's relevant to yesterday. Right? He says, he gives an example of this, a reductio ad absurdum perhaps, although it's a funny reductio ad absurdum because someone accepts it. He says that, let's say someone made a netter saying, every day I'm not going to eat until I say 10 parakim of Tehillim. Neder. All food is usher to me every day until I say 10 parakim of Tehillim. So they really want to say Tehillim. And then they say Hamotzi and they realize they forgot their Tehillim. So can they say 10 parakim of Tehillim because it's necessary in order to eat the Prusas Hamotzi? So there's a lot of them, no, that's not actually relevant to the meal. That's just coincidental. And something that's coincidentally necessary is a hefsek. Let's go artificial. Something that's artificially necessary is a hefsek. Havdalah is artificially necessary, as opposed to the Sati Isab Sakal and Tafi Khatu Sabata. No, that's the etzem part of your meal. Part of a meal is, now it's not clear. He seems to bring up different possible suggestions as to how to define what's part of your meal, what isn't. Sometimes he says based on what's usually done before a meal and what's not usually done before a meal. Or it could be that, no, the whole point of the Torah is that you don't eat your meal just by yourself without considering the rest of your household, even the non-sentient members of your household. No, you have to include your animals in your meal. That's relevant to you, to your meal. You're just expanding. Again, I don't mean to sound like perhaps shittas that I would not go so far as to hold of. But at least in this, I do believe that, you know, we should be machshit the uniqueness of the human species in general. But in this halacha, no, we're all in this together. Why, you know, it's not just as the Rambam says, it's not really simchas yontif to eat without the poor people. So, okay, so it's not a proper meal to eat without all the animals, all the living beings in my household. That's relevant to the meal. As opposed to Abdullah, it's just a side isser that I can't eat without saying Abdullah. And again, this would be a different thing between Abdullah and Kiddush. Kiddush, that's part of my meal. You know, if there were no elegant solution in Kiddush, maybe it would be much to be opposite with Kiddush. Kiddush, of course, that's part of the meal. You're a Kaddish, you're a Kovei of the meal, I'm Kiddush. But Abdullah, that's not part of the meal. That's yesterday's business. I just didn't finish yesterday's business. And likewise, the fellow who made the neder to say all the Tehillim, etc. Now, what's interesting is that the Kaf HaChaim quotes, I'm not sure who he's quoting from, the Beis Yud Mem Os Yud. I'm not sure. I thought it was the Beis Meir, but I looked. It's not the Beis Meir. So it's someone else. I assume it's the base someone. Maybe if I was more Sephardi, I would recognize it. He says, no, Taka, he's talking about now, Tehillim, a guy said, learn Mishnayis. Taka, you should learn Mishnayis. Because that's not a hefsek, because you need to do it. And then he gets an old Dion. Well, but is it Doraisa or Darbanan? He's mamish going with the Magen Avraham. It's just a matter of how necessary it is. At least that's the Beis Yud Mem and the Pesach Hadvir, who he quotes. Till he himself says at the end, no, I'm more like Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, he didn't say those words. He says, maybe it depends like what this neder is about. If it's about the fact that he wants to have the Divrei Torah at his meal, then it's relevant to the meal, not a hefsek. If it's just that he wants to make sure he does it every day, and this is the enforcement tactic that he won't eat first, then it's not relevant. And then he ends up, the Kaf HaChaim himself ends up being more like Rosh Hashanah. If a guy made a neder that I won't eat the bread until I learn two Mishnayos because I want to have a Torah meal, then it's relevant, and then it's not a hefsek. The guy said, I want to learn Mishnayos, and my sanction is I won't eat till I do it, then it's not relevant to the meal, more like Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but says, in any case, one of the two theories, the other theory is Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, okay, says the Mincha Shlomo, no, It's not quantitative, it's qualitative. Says the Mincha Shlomo, he says, and you know, I think this definitely resonates with me. Says Mincha Shlomo, no, there are something you need to do before you eat that's relevant to your eating, and something you need to do before you eat that's coincidental to your eating. Havdalah is not relevant to your eating, it's relevant to yesterday. Saying Mishnayos or Tehillim is not relevant to your eating. That's just a promise you made. Feeding your animals is relevant to your eating. Obviously, the interesting assumption he seems to be making here is it's not that the Torah said feed your animals every day, and the enforcement mechanism is don't eat first. You know, like, you know, whatever, like, you know, people who don't go to Minyan morning. They remember to run tefillin every day because they're not allowed to eat till they put on tefillin. So remember to feed your animal because you're not allowed to eat first. No, it's like part of your meal is making sure that everyone's taken care of. So that's what he says. He says that, no, the achilas behema is part of the meal. The havdalah is coincidentally is coincidentally connected.
I mean, the Soma Hesach Hadassi, you're doing it with the mind of the air.
What?
The Soma Hesach Hadassi, I don't
know. So it's interesting. Rosh Shlomo Zalman assumes, again, I don't know that you have to connect this to what I said a few moments ago. Rosh Shlomo Zalman assumes that if you're looking at Hesach Hadassi, it has to be something which is part of your meal, not just necessary. I also am not super convinced by him putting these two things together. He has an interesting diyunim. Now, what if you say Hamolti and remember that it's Tevel? Is that first a shumas or maestros a hefsek, or is it not? You know, on the one hand, the Chazanish says it's not a hefsek because you need to do it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, but maybe it's not part of a meal because you usually mafresh in the factory and you don't do it during your meal. What if you made hamotzi and then remembered you made a neder not to eat any bread? Right, you had a half a mean of diet. I don't know what diet do you not eat any bread? Probably lots of them. The breadless diet. You made a neder not to eat any bread, and then you remembered you said hamotzi. So how about if you get three people in matar neder? Is that a hefsek? So all these interesting questions, like, you know, how do you measure relevance? And Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Natiyas, none of those are relevant because they're not things that are normally done as part of a meal, even though they're super duper necessary. I think you could easily say that. Well, the Mafra Shuas or Maishers might be more relevant because it's about fixing your food, as opposed to saying 10 Prakim of Tehillim. You could draw the line in different places, but I think the main difference here is the Magen Avraham looks at this quantitatively. How strong is the need? Or Rosh Shlomo Zalman looks at qualitatively, how relevant is the need? And while it's not mukrach, this is a matter of objective hefsek versus subjective hesachadat, it might very well be. That's certainly how Rosh Shlomo Zalman views this. And then he says, well, the Magen Avraham is really a hesachadas man, not a hefsek man. And he really meant what I said. When he said, because this is Darais and this is Darabonim, he didn't mean Darais and Darabonim. He meant one is really a part of my meal and the other is only coincidentally connected. Even though that's a bit of a stretch in the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. So I'll just point out that Agav, we had a sort of a different Chakira. Is it about an objective Hefsek? And this Chakir, I admit, I'm not spending a lot of time on because it's a very, I don't know what's the fancy intellectual word for, this is the Lashon Tosfos, for a slippery Chakira. That it's hard to really be confident about, like, what's a nafkamina, etc. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman does deal with this. He says the nafkamina is what about a Kiddush or Me'orei Ha'esh that seemed valid at the time, but Iglai Milsa was a bracha latala. Here's where Rekhiva Eger would say it's a hefsek, because who cares that it seemed valid at the time? It turns out it was a bracha latala, it was irrelevant, stupid words. And here's the Magen Avraham and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who says it's not a hefsek. What do you mean?
Tom?
That's not, you had in mind it was something very, very relevant and normal and what you're supposed to be doing here, etc. The fact that it wasn't what you had in mind, how does that change your das? Also, he's suggesting that the difference between Havdalah and Gvil Litore, here you would have the pshat of the Magen Avraham, who says that it's D'oraisa versus D'rabbanan. That sounds more like, well, how objectively relevant is it? Well, D'oraisa are more objectively powerful than D'rabbanan. Well, of course you wouldn't say D'oraisa D'rabbanan. Here it says, Shulman, you would say, no, now is it part of the Suda or not? Which has a million of me, is including a fascinating Kavachayim I put here in brackets, where the first Kavachayim, the base mayor says, of course it's not a hefsek, you need to do it. And the Pesach HaZivir says, well, it depends if it's the rice or the rabbanon. Did you say, I will do it? Or did you say, I swear to do it? If you swear to do it, it's the rice, it's not a hefsek. You say, I will do it, even though we consider it an editor, it's only the rabbanon. And in the end he says, I think it really... I don't know what he means by this, but I think he means Rishonim. I think you have to look at his das. If his das was to say Divrei Torah before he eats, then it's Torah Suda. If his das was just have Limud be Alma and to have an enforcement mechanism, then it's not Torah Suda. And I think he's saying much more. They're equally necessary, but one is part of the Suda, and one is not part of the Suda, like Rishonim Zalman. And what Yoni is pointing out, that maybe this also ties into Rav Moshe's Chakira. If you're looking at necessity is clearly objective, and clearly could be a difference between Daraisa and Darabanan. So if here you're dealing with Rav Moshe's Chakira, here you would take the tzad of necessity is clearly objective, while if it's a matter of relevance, that could go either way, I hope you will admit. Okay, yes, Yoni, and then we'll see if we can have a second of Viter. Okay, let's just see if we can, at least finish this up, even if we don't get to everything on the Makorah sheet. But I wanted to... No, then I'm going to go too late. So let's take your question and we'll stop because I'm not going to go for another 10 minutes now. It's not fair.
This is in the case where you realize it was wine. Because there's a point of order that you would use wine and use that wine when there is a bottle.
That's what it sounds like you're talking about. There's lushness unclear.
How is it different than Nafal Turmisin from the previous dosos? When you bring a new Turmis, you have to make a new bottle.
I'm not sure. You're right. I have to look at it again. You're right. I admit that I'm missing a little there. Okay.
The Tosfos in Arabic Tzaddik, the Tosfos goes like the from Zalman. When you're talking about an irrelevant test, it's like you have to have a minchah in the middle of the meal. So that's in the opposite direction.
Well, if that's in the middle of the meal, so that's really a different kind of calculus, perhaps. So we will leave that for now. Okay, we didn't get to everything. I wanted to just talk for, we'll pick up next time. I'll talk for a few minutes about the last two issues here, sort of. Chaim. I saw his face there. Be'inyan achilas achirem, like what's the relationship between what I eat, what everyone else eats in this sugya, which is the famous, infamous, perhaps, rokeach, and maybe one or two more words on etzem, iser, of eating before you feed your animal. I know we said some divrei fluff today, but, a couple more makoros. And then we'll go on. And then we'll go on in the Gemara. So if you finish these makoros, basically the first thing is just to continue until the Mishnah. It's a lot of sort of health advice until the Mishnah. I don't have a ton to say about any health advice. We discussed this a little bit last year, if you recall, in the beginning of Misha Achso Kordaikus. But before the Mishnah, there's also the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Bor Minei Deshayim. So basically, the next year, while maybe we'll have one or two haros on the health advice, we will not spend time on it. We'll spend time on the next year on Machlokes Yehuda Chacham Bor Minei Deshayim. So the Gemara with Rashi, there's no Tosfos, but You want to look at the Ramban on the Gemara. I think that's really the only Rishon on the Gemara. You want to look at the parallel Sugya on Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph and think very, very hard about the relationship between this Sugya and the Sugya and Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph in a number of levels. And in order to do that, you want to look at the second Bir Halach and Simon Reish Beis. Okay, and a few more obscure makoros that I'm going to have to just put on the sheet. And that's what we'll do next time. I'll send out makoros and Mirza Hashem later. And if you want to go ahead into the next Mishnah at some point, you can. I don't know if in Shir we'll get till we'll get past the Mishnah. You know, maybe we'll see if we can try. It's pretty quick until then.
The story between him and the Kleisenberger Rebbe. The Kleisenberger Rebbe was one.